Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're doing the chapter on the warning against harming the righteous people, the weak people, and the poor people. Why specifically? Harming anybody is not correct. But why specifically the righteous, the pious, the weak, and the poor? Generally, you'll find that these three classes of people, they don't take any type of retribution. Because they are weak, because they are poor, because they are pious, their style is such that they don't take retribution, they don't defend themselves. So specifically we are taught in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the ayat of the Quran that was mentioned, that be careful of these type of people, that understand that they may not take retribution, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking, Allah ta'ala is aware, that these are His pious people, these are the poor people, these are the weak people that are being interfered with. So be very, very careful. They may not have wealth on their side, they may not have power on their side, they may not have influential people on their side, but definitely they have got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on their side. So be careful of these classes of people, the pious. Don't interfere with the pious people. Better thing to do is take their du'as, ask them for du'as, stay in their company. As far as the weak is concerned, the better thing is to do is to assist them and help those people that are weak. And those people that are poor also, assist them, help them, make them feel nice. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are things that are liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith, An Jundub ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man salla salat al-subhi, fahuwa fi dhimmatillah, fala yatlubannakum Allahu fi dhimmatihi bi shay'in, fa innahu may yatlubuhu min dhimmatihi bi shay'in yudrikuhu, thumma yakubbuhu ala wajhi fi nari jahannam, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Jundum ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who offers the Fajr Salah, one who offers the morning Salah, the Fajr Salah, then he is under the protection of Allah. فَهُوَ فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ This person is under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we all like to have some type of protection, some type of security, some type of alarm systems, whatever, but we like that type of protection. Some people, you get VIP protection. In other words, full time, they got security guards with them. But look at this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That person that performs his Fajr Salah, فَهُوَ فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ He is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must believe it is true. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How Allah ta'ala does it, to what extent He does it, that's all in His knowledge. But we know that the person that performs Fajr Salah, فَهُوَ فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ This person is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say, so let it not be that Allah ta'ala questions you with regards to anything under His protection. So let it not be such that Allah ta'ala questions you with regards to anything under His protection. For if He were to do that, He will apprehend you and then cast you face down into the fire of Jahannam. What is meant by this part of the hadith? That let it not be such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions you with regard to anything under His protection. And the last part, because Allah ta'ala does so, then Allah ta'ala will cause you to be cast face down into the fire of Jahannam. Ulama explained is that when a person now has got the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't interfere with that person. Why? Because he's got the special protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It mustn't be such that Allah ta'ala is questioning you about the protection that He gave someone else, and now you're interfering with that someone else. It should never be such, because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does so, then He will cast you face down, in other words, head forward, going into the fire of Jahannam. One explanation. Another explanation ulama gave is that now you got, each one of us, if we read our Fajr Salah, inshallah, we got the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So each one of us shouldn't do something that now will damage this protection of Allah Ta'ala. Because now if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after giving us this protection, we go and we break it, we go and commit sins, we do wrong things, deliberately, this is such, then we'll be get apprehended that here we got Allah Ta'ala's special protection. And despite getting the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're still going and falling into sins. Not just falling, but deliberately doing gunas. Where a person falls into sins mistakenly, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kamal la dhambala. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, that person who makes tawbah of some guna that he has committed, it is as though he hasn't committed the sin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves when a person turns. But here the hadith speaking about where a person deliberately goes and he commits sins, forgetting that he woke up in the morning and he had the protection of Allah ta'ala, and now in his own hands he is destroying it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making tawfiq. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal and appreciating this great protection that He has given us. And we should keep these type of ahadith in front of us when we are feeling a little lazy, it is cold, person is tired, he don't want to wake up for Fajr. Think to himself, do I want to lose the protection of Allah? I'm getting it here for free. How can I lose the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I'm so much in need of it? It will help him to wake up. It will give him that encouragement that I'm going to get the special protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.